You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Hello, friends. Hello, world. Hello, Riggins.
Hello.
Hello, Riggins. Welcome to TJ's Fanaticos podcast. Everybody that's part of it right now is a Fanatico. Yeah. Costco? Hell no. Fanatico. That's what's on. Wait, that's what's up. That's what's up. I need to start saying that more often, even though it could be going out of style for slang now. That's what's up. You know, I think Luke Bryan ruined that, the country singer, when he said, turn your cup up. That's what's up, up. You know, he said that in that song. I think he ruined that, but so. I'm going to start saying that more. And also, let's get into it. Like the people doing cooking videos. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
But black people say into it. If they're doing, you know, you see when they're like doing Southern cooking or Louisiana cooking, and it's a black person doing it, and they say, all right, let's get into it. They put the accent on two. Not let's get into it. Let's get into it. Like Ice Cube, you can do it. Put your back into it.
Yeah.
Like that. What? You heard what?
A British person say the word controversy. Have you ever heard them say that?
No.
On the news this morning? It was controversy.
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 Oh.
That's how they say it.
Like they say garage instead of garage.
Yeah. I had to rewind it. I couldn't believe it.
You know what they say in how they pronounce interstate or freeway, how they pronounce it?
Uh-uh.
Motorway.
Motorway.
They call it a motorway. You know how I learned that? Not reading, that's for sure.
How did you learn that?
The song Leave On by Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. By the motorway. He sells cartoon balloons in town.
Really?
Mm-hmm. By the motorway. All right. So that means nothing to anyone except for us. And that's all that matters, Riggins. We're having a nice little conversation. And we will continue with the top 15 types of annoying people. So far, the annoying people on our list, number 15, people who think farts are funny. Number 14, line breakers, people who cut in line in front of other people. Number 13, unaware of surroundings, people. They're unaware of their surroundings. Number 12 is pushy people. And yesterday's number 11 was the I'm having a day people. People who are rude and they excuse their behavior by saying, I'm having a day. Now, an example of the pushy people that we had the other day, Riggins found on the social medias of a couple of college boys in a dormitory room. And one of them is trying to get the other one to go drink. And then the one of them doesn't drink. And here is an example of a pushy person.
Because I don't want to is a very valid reason.
Well, yeah, but there's some underlying reason why.
Because I don't want to drink. I don't feel like being drunk.
If you were to drink, what would make you regret the drinking?
I mean, I went to school with these guys.
Yeah.
Specifically that kid that's pressuring the other one to drink. They get so bent out of shape when they find out you don't want to go out.
Right. Now, my son has to deal with that because he's the only one of his friends, I think, that doesn't drink. Mm-hmm. But no, let's take that back. He says that they don't try to get him to drink all the time.
That's good.
Yeah. They just don't want to hang around with him.
You're not our friend.
No,
anymore.
I'm kidding. So, yeah, an example of the pushy people situation. It's just like, what would be your regret? Like, he just can't fathom why somebody wouldn't want to go drinking with him.
No, and I think that guy might be messing with a slight alcohol addiction. I mean, when they go to those lengths, they're like, you know, it's really saddening him.
Like, I can't imagine why. You wouldn't want to. Why? What would make you regret it?
Let's say you did. They're giving you a hypothetical. I was like, oh, shut up. I just don't want to go. It's Tuesday. I got to get up and go to class.
Yeah. It, well, that sounds like that kid just doesn't drink. The other one doesn't drink at all.
Yeah, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that takes us to number 10 on today's list of the top 15 types of annoying people, and we'll get to that next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
All right. Top 15 types of annoying people. Let's get into it. You can do it. Put your back into it. Number 10. And I think this annoys me about certain people more than it does your average person. This is a pet peeve of mine. I think that's stronger than other people. Maybe not. But I find at number 10 that loud people are annoying. And they don't have to be loud and obnoxious. You know, you always hear that, oh, he's just loud and obnoxious. They don't even have to be obnoxious. Just being loud, it annoys me. Mainly in public, you know, if I am sitting across the restaurant from you and I can hear clearly everything that you are saying in your conversation, I don't like it. And you could be over there talking about Jesus, and I still would think, okay, you're not the only one in the place. Other people, you know, are just getting your side of a conversation. It's like listening to somebody in the car with you on the phone, and they've got the phone to their ear. Mm-hmm. You're hearing one part of the conversation, and you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
And usually those people who are just loud talkers and boisterous and all that in public settings, like at restaurants and things, are not Southern. And they're not from, you know, just, it's not just people from this area or that area outside the South. It's New Yorkers, it's Midwesterners, it's just California people. And a lot of people go, oh, yeah, like rednecks don't get loud and all that. Well, I didn't say redneck. I said Southern people, because they're not the same. And that's offensive, you know. If we're gonna talk about my mental health and my authentic self, a redneck is not the same as a Southerner. Redneck can be from anywhere. I give you Las Vegas.
Oh, didn't expect that.
People who live in Las Vegas, they got a big redneck population in Las Vegas. Yeah. The natives, yeah. But that doesn't bother you as much, does it? The loud.
No, because I'm from a Midwest fan. We're loud.
Yeah.
So the way I combat that is to just be quiet, because mm-hmm. I know, you know, a lot of people are sensitive to the volume. So.
But I don't even like when people that I'm with and that I love are loud.
Yeah.
At like if we're in a restaurant or something and somebody at the table is speaking loudly, I'm like, shh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I hate those half booth, half table things at restaurants where you're sitting right next. You're almost sharing a table with strangers. I hate it.
Because
I don't want anybody hearing what I've got to say. And I'm not saying anything secretive. I just don't want people hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're very sensitive to the volume.
Yeah. And I'm also sensitive to loud voices and all. And I'm jumpy if somebody, you know, drops something or my wife's phone rings. We were talking about that in our podcast the other day, TJ and Jody's house. It may not have even aired yet. Has the one aired yet where her phone rings during the conversation? Do you know, Rick?
I don't know.
That may be the one coming up Monday because we recorded it ahead of time. I'm talking about how loud her phone is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full volume, whether it rings, dings, or alarms. Mm-hmm. It scares me every time. but if you are loud and like, especially in a place that's quiet, being in a restaurant or something like that where there's ambiance and all that is one thing. But if you're, you know, standing in the aisle of, you know, the school supply aisle in Target Tuesday at noon when the store is kind of empty, and you're loud on the phone or you're yelling down the aisle, and it's just uncouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's uncouth.
It is.
Now, the thing I always attribute a lot of that in my situation is coming from a childhood where my parents were yelling at each other all the time. I mean, my kids have, you know, they're grown, and in their lifetimes, they've probably seen Jody and me seriously having a couple fight less than five times.
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, it's so rare, and my daughter is so, you know, sensitive about everybody's feelings and all. When Jody and I bicker back and forth as jokes, you know, just joking with each other, it makes her nervous. Mm-hmm. She think, you know, when she was little, she would think we were really fighting. We have to say, we're just joking, you know. And then Jody would be like, lighten up, Lainey. But it comes from, I think, all of that yelling and screaming at each other that my parents did when I was growing up. I just hate conflict. And I also hate non-Southerners.
Yeah, this was the first regional.
I'm kidding.
Was the first regional one that seems like other places are going to take the fault on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. But Adam, our manager and partner and all that, he grew up in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And he now has become sensitive to loud New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. And he can be loud in public. You know, he doesn't realize it. Like he's, you know, and he cusses loudly in public and stuff like that. But as loud as he still is, sometimes he's way less that way than regular New Yorkers who have not had the privy of being educated by a Southern person.
Yeah.
You know, who've never been around Southern people or anything and just assume all Southerners are rednecks and rowdy and uncouth.
A lot of those people have never left Manhattan.
Right.
That's like an island, literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's almost an act of being uncivil in public if you're loud and obnoxious, like if you're yelling stuff back and forth and like the New Yorkers at the quiet resort pool that day when my wife and I went on a vacation, just the two of us, and I'm relaxed by the pool and it was a really nice place. And I hear, Hey, Johnny, throw me the ball. They were in the pool, these two guys, and they're yelling back and forth at each other. Everything's just quiet and serene, and they couldn't just say, hey, yeah, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. It's just like everybody needs to hear what we're saying. It you know, it was like it was almost like a backroom poker scene in a movie where they're all yelling at each other.
Like, I like the idea of having a quiet pool area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And regardless of screaming, you shouldn't be throwing a football. If it's a quiet pool area, you take the football to the kids.
And they had another pool that was more of a part. They had a DJ and all at that pool way across the thing. They're like, but they don't realize it.
Yeah.
They don't realize it because they're, you know, it goes back to, you know, unaware of their surroundings. Mm-hmm. They don't know that there are civilized people there. Maybe. And they don't want to hear all that crap. All right, so that's it. The number 10 on the list of 15 types of annoying people, loud peoples. Okay, we'll have another one tomorrow. You know you don't want to miss it. I said, you know you don't want to miss it. All right, love you, bye.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.